Welcome to Freya Singing Tips, the podcast. My name is Freya Casey, professional singer and vocal coach. I have been on stage my whole life, and I'm passionate about helping you discover the awesomeness in your own voice. Opera, musical theater, jazz, pop, folk, rock, I have done it all. And I want to give you golden nuggets of advice on how to be the master of your voice. Today, I'm going to share 10 tips that are going to help you sing on pitch. I have worked with a variety of different singers, including very beginners and those who don't have a natural inclination to being very good at singing on pitch. A lot of resources out there have not really helped my students. So I want to share the ones that I feel have helped the most in combination. Number one, ear training. It's really useful to just to do ear training in general. There are apps out there that you can use, but just being clear about what is the interval? Is that one pitch apart? Is it two pitches apart? What does it sound like to go a semitone up? What does it sound like to go a semitone down? That is really important. If you are more clear about what the intervals sound like and what they feel like in your voice, you get a better feeling for, oh, what is the distance between, let's say, a C4 and a C5? Oh, an entire octave. How does that feel in my voice? That is a large interval in my voice versus a minor second, which is a very small interval. The next thing is solfege training. So singing scales and singing melodies that you practice on the solfege, do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, that really helps you understand which pitch you are singing. So do, mi, sol, mi, do. So when you are clear about this is the bottom pitch, this is the third, this is the fifth, this is the octave, your brain starts recognizing those patterns even as you sing that without the solfege. But putting the solfege, those syllables with the pitches, does help you sing on pitch better. The next tip is to slow down the music. Whenever you're singing a song, a lot of times things happen quite fast. So the melody moves around a lot. When you slow it down, and by the way, you can do that with a YouTube karaoke track or with an original track, you can actually turn down the speed so that you can follow along. And the thing is that if you don't understand it here, you're not going to be able to execute. So you have to be able to follow. If you don't really know which pitch it is that you mean, because it was really hard for you to determine it by listening because it went by too fast, slow it down. I always do this even when this is not because of pitch training. It's just because for me to kind of get the feeling how things are in my voice. How does it feel to go from this pitch to that pitch with that word going on? Slow things down, go pitch by pitch by pitch, and that'll help you be more accurate, much more than it would if you just kind of rush through and not sing accurately without even knowing it. Using a visual aid can also be helpful. So number one, you could use a piano because you can actually see, oh, this is a high pitch, this is a low pitch. You could also use sheet music. You can see, oh, the pitch goes up, the pitch goes down. What I have my students do sometimes is actually paint the melody with their arm, or like, you know, physically paint it. So I'm singing high, I'm singing low, like actually emote in a way that it shows where the melody is going, which also shows me if you actually know, if you have the right feeling, if you are determining whether it's going high or low. Singing with an instrument to match the pitch of a tuned instrument. Now, don't sing with an instrument that's really badly tuned, like a guitar that's quite out of tune. You're not going to learn really good pitch accuracy with that. But a digital piano or a keyboard is actually best because it is always perfectly tuned. Sing along with that, and then your brain will recognize this is a C, this is a D, and this is exactly what the interval sounds like without having any subjectiveness to it, but it's very objective. Record yourself and play it back. And then determine, is that right, what I was doing? Am I on pitch? And then if you feel like you're not really on pitch, if you're off here and there, determine, am I lower or am I higher? Am I flat or am I sharp? And then once you know what your tendencies are, whether you're always going flat or you tend to go sharp,
you kind of know how to fix things. Flatness, I have videos about that, how to fix flat singing and how to fix sharp singing. You can check them out. I'll put the link below. Knowing where you are is helpful. And then once you have determined what the problems are, what your tendencies are, then you want to do focused drills. Maybe that one interval, I mean, like a tritone would be hard, or like a major seventh. That would always be hard. But if you have songs, I have some of those, that some intervals seem really difficult. Like for me, sometimes like going from a higher pitch to an interval that is a lot lower, that sometimes is a little difficult. And then maybe we don't land on the pitch correctly. So just isolate that and treat that problem that keeps occurring. Use technology. There are a bunch of really cool apps that you can use for ear training to match pitches. There's one called Nail the Pitch, where you can actually see if you're in the center or sharp or flat. There's one called Functional Ear Trainer that's quite advanced, but you hear a chord progression and then it plays a pitch and you're gonna have to determine what scale degree it is. This really is helpful, hearing harmonies and having the pitch in relation to the key. There's another app called Tone. You can practice intervals. You can practice hearing chords and determining that. So very useful. And lastly, be patient and stay encouraged. Be positive. Looking forward. It might be a slow process, but I assure you, anyone can learn how to sing on pitch. It's really a matter of practice, knowing the right things, and just doing it over and over again. Repetition definitely helps a lot. But you don't want to repeat the wrong habits. You want to repeat the right habits. If you want to subscribe to my Sunday newsletter that is free, where I just share singing tips and thoughts about everything singing, you can subscribe to my Pitch Perfect Insights newsletter. I will put the link below. Have a great day. Always keep on singing and always keep a song in your heart.